Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. 60 Seconds and You're Hired is a book that has already helped thousands of job seekers get their dream jobs by excelling in crucial interviews. Top job search expert Robin Ryan draws on her 20 years as a career counselor, 30 years of direct hiring, and extensive contact with hundreds of recruiters, decision makers, and HR professionals to teach us strategies to help take charge of the interview process and ultimately get the job that you really want. 60 Seconds and You're Hired has been selling since it first hit the stands in 1994. It was on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list and made a permanent place for itself in bookstores nationwide. Robin Ryan is on the forefront of career coaching, giving talks year-round to companies, associations, HR groups, and colleges. And there is a completely revised and updated edition that is now out for 2016, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Robin Ryan to the Roundtable this morning. Robin, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
Nice to have you with us. Again, the name of the book, 60 Seconds and You're Hired. Why revise the book? What needed to be updated?
Well, a lot changed in 8 years since the last edition. Social media has really come into play. The questions change that employers ask. A large part of my strategies are based on my client's success. So the book really focuses on here's what employers are asking, here's how you can land that new job, here's the mistakes to avoid, and, you know, really focusing too on the questions, the tough questions. What are they asking? What do they want to know about me? People get pretty scared before they go into a job interview, and if they're not prepared, they will fail. Remember that interviews set up so that they're looking at four or five people. If they're looking at five, four are going home without the job, so there's an 80% chance that you're going to fail. You got to be prepared.
You talk about that preparation. Why is the 60 seconds important?
To get their attention, Joe, when you first start out the interview, you know, the employer's mind is scattered. There may be three or four people on the panel, and they're thinking about the last person. They're thinking about they want to go to lunch. They're thinking about, I wish I could be looking at my cell phone, or I got work in my office to do. So coming in and initially when they say, tell me about yourself, you don't want to give them an autobiography. Instead, what you want to do is to be able to use the 60-second sell, which is a technique that's a verbal business card. You think about, you do research to find out what would be my top five selling points, and you link them together in a couple of sentences. So when they say, tell me about yourself, you would say something like, well, for the last 5 years, I've been a project manager here at the hospital system, and I handle the complex IT tasks, primarily focused on streamlining procedures and improving productivity.
Yeah.
Now you've got their attention.
When you talk about all of that outside stuff, I mean, how much of it, when you think of it, it really is chance, right? I mean, obviously, we're interested in what is on the resume and what experience you have. But boy, personality has a lot to do with it too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And confidence. You know, a great person can come in and they may be very introverted, but you can still have confidence by saying, well, here's how I solved that problem before. Giving examples of past work experience, showing this is how I was handling that fundraising. I introduced new social media advertising. I went to these kinds of businesses to get new sponsorship. And as a result, we were able to raise 17% more money in this last event than they've ever raised before. So you're giving clear examples that say, wow, this person can really do the job. And you come across more confident when you think about, oh, yeah, I've done that in the past. And, you know, you want a conversational tone. You don't want to sound like a robot. You don't want to look like you're so terrified. You have to smile. You have to feel comfortable. And if you don't, act as if you do.
I have been one of the people in the room, as you said, usually a group of people who are doing the interviewing, and I've been in that room doing interviews here at the station for a number of years. And one of the things, and you address this in the book, and I think it's really interesting because we always reach that point in the interview where one of us will say, well, do you have any questions? And it's shocking to me how many people say no. What is the proper way to answer that, and what should the questions be?
Well, the first thing is, keep in mind, this is your chance to learn, is this the company I want to work for? Is this going to be a good manager? Will I learn from this person? Are they going to be easy for me to communicate with? So my first favorite question to ask is, tell me about your management style. You need to know, are they a micromanager, or are they going to give you lots of autonomy? And then my second favorite question is, in the first 6 months on the job, what would I need to do for you to feel like I was being successful?
Oh, that's a great question.
Is that realistic?
Yeah. And often, is that something that, because we obviously look at this as, you know, you're trying to get the job, but for you in deciding whether you want the job, how long should it take then for you to make up your mind?
Well, when you have a job offer, you know, you usually only have a day or two, because
Right. If
you turn them down, they're going to probably go to the number two person. But keep in mind, sometimes you turn the job down because the money isn't good, or once you were there and you got to look under the covers and you got to hear more about what they really wanted, you decided it wasn't a good fit for you. Remember, there's a lot of people out there that are already employed, and they have a good job, so there's no incentive for them to go to something that's not going to be a lot better. And that also means financially, they want to earn more money, or they're not going to come.
You mentioned the changes since the last edition and the first book came out, and one of those big changes, of course, is social media. You talk in the book about how it can help and really hurt as well. How so?
Absolutely. Well, how it helps is you can go and research the potential boss. You can look at the LinkedIn profile. We certainly can see, you know, learn more. Do I have any friends or contacts that know the person who could give me insider information? So that's something that's very important to do. But the other piece of it is the employer's online. The employer is looking at Facebook. They are really going through and seeing, is this a good person to hire? So prior to the job hunt, go clean up your Facebook. You know, no pages of you looking like you were out drunk all night, and don't sit there and moan about, well, I took the day off so that I could, you know, come and cook. I lied and said I was sick, but I had to cook all day. You know, I'm having a party. These are not going to be good things, because they can read those things. So for some people, you know, you can't just take it all down, you know, the pictures and everything. Some people actually have to close the account for a while.
Yeah.
That might be the best solution for some.
And it's a wake-up call for the future of, this is not what you should be doing and putting on your Facebook page, as if you're going to be out there in the market for a while.
Yeah, and you know what? People don't even think about it. And, you know, they write things because they want support, or it's like it's an open book of conversation, and a lot of it's bad publicity for you. So you need good publicity, not bad publicity.
My favorite story is a person we had here. We were looking to hire him. Went to the Twitter page. There's a picture of a Playboy magazine with marijuana strewn all over it, and it says, "Oh, another good Friday night." And I thought, well, there you go.
Okay. So you know what? You think to yourself, okay, well, that's probably not the person that we want here, because we need somebody who's going to show up, do the job, and be focused.
So. The name of the book, 60 Seconds and You're Hired, more than 100 answers to tough interview questions you should always ask, how social media can help or hurt, negotiation techniques that secure higher salaries, all of that included, completely revised and updated. Robin Ryan, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
Thank you very much.